Well, now to Florida, where the legislature wrapped up its session this month with a host of controversial bills. For one thing, starting this fall, teachers will be eligible to carry guns in schools. And for another, the 1.4 million ex-felons who had their voting rights restored by Florida voters in November are now facing new restrictions before they can vote. Joining us now is Lynn Hatter, who's news director at WFSU in Tallahassee. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. And let's start with this gun bill. How is this going to work? Which teachers and school officials will be able to carry a gun, and what kind of training will they get?
Well, the program is voluntary for districts, and all classroom teachers are now eligible for it. Previously, it was those teachers with other duties, like someone who was a science teacher and a coach or administrators. Teachers would have to go through about 130-some-odd hours of training, and about half of those hours, 80 of those hours, are directly in firearms instruction, and that includes some time doing active shooter training. They'll also have to have additional background checks and undergo a psychological exam, and they'd have to do yearly recertification just to keep their skills up to date and current.
And school districts would need to decide for themselves whether they want teachers to carry guns. Do we know how many are planning to sign on to this?
25 districts so far have approved participating in the Guardian program, and there's another 14 or so that are considering it. So that's more than half of the school districts in the state. Most others have said that they won't be participating, but it's important to note that those that are going forward are in largely rural areas where it's very hard for a sheriff's deputy or law enforcement to sort of get out to those schools. Mm-hmm. And so we've had most of our rural districts that have signed on to this.
Now, there are concerns we've heard a lot about it, that this kind of law could lead to more violence, and in particular that minority students could be wrongfully shot by a teacher, maybe in a misunderstanding.
Yeah, we have heard a lot about that, and there have been many reports about that happening in other states. There was a teacher that barricaded himself in a classroom in Georgia and fired a gun. So that was a concern that was raised by Democrats in this process. I recently spoke to our Lieutenant Governor, Jeanette Nunez, and she said, well, that's why we have the psychological exam in there, to make sure that a teacher is emotionally prepared to carry out this duty. But that is not easing those concerns at all, and you continue to hear them from people who are adamantly opposed to this, especially teachers. Teachers don't like this at all.
How much will these guns and the training cost the state?
So there was about $67 million that were appropriated for this last year. $57 million of that has rolled over to this current school year. So you've got about $57 million on hand just to administer this program. And that would cover increased insurance costs, guns, the guns themselves. So there's a lot of money that has been put forward to that. But a lot of it came because very few districts actually implemented it last year. So a lot of that money is rollover.
Let me ask you about something else the legislature passed this month. Voters approved an amendment last November in Florida to restore voting rights for more than 1 million people with felony convictions. But then this month, the Republican-led legislature added some restrictions. What are those changes?
Well, that means the payment of all court-ordered restitution fees and fines. Lawmakers want people who want their voting rights back. You have to pay it all in order to be able to register to vote. And some people have called this a poll tax. Mm-hmm. You've seen that term sort of thrown out there. But those are the restrictions. You have to pay it all back before you can register to vote.
Now, what are Republicans saying about adding these restrictions? Because this was something that was passed overwhelmingly by the voters to restore the voting rights for felons.
Well, Republicans said that they needed to clarify what voters intended. Supporters of this amendment said the legislature didn't have to do anything, that it was self-executing. But the big thing that Republicans pointed to was an argument before the Florida Supreme Court where lawyers for the group that sponsored the amendment said it indeed intended for all court fines and fees and restitution to be paid. And so Republican lawmakers have pointed to those arguments and have said, see, this is what even supporters of the amendment said that it would do. It's important to note that that language is not in the amendment itself. But again, Republicans have pointed to what happened before the Florida Supreme Court and said, this is what you get.
And just looking at the politics of this, this was expected to be something that would probably help Democrats, this giving the felons the right to vote again. This now will probably be more helpful to Republicans to make them pay all these fines before they vote.
Very much so. You have people who say, you know, this is yet another attempt by Republicans in power to limit Democratic votes. But again, this is probably something that's likely heading back to court. Mm-hmm. And already the ACLU of Florida has said as soon as Governor Ron DeSantis signs this bill, it will likely be filing a lawsuit. So, you know, we're going back to sort of where this issue all started, which was in a court.
Lynn Hatter, news director at WFSU in Tallahassee. Thank you.
Thank you.